Christ is risen. In the life of each one of us, there are quite a few situations when our hearts are seized by fear or anxiety, suffering of various kinds, sometimes doubts. Sometimes these are the very difficult moments in our life. We try to cope with them in many different ways, as best as we can. However, God's Word reminds us that we are not alone in such moments. In the Gospel, we often find situations that could begin with the expression, "Then Jesus came." While Jesus was praying on a mountain and his disciples were sailing across the Sea of Galilee, they struggled because they were fighting against the storm and the winds and the sea. And Jesus came walking to on the surface to them, and he spoke to them, "Get up, don't be afraid." And he entered the boat, and then the wind died down. The apostle's mother-in-law was lying in a bed with a high fever. Then Jesus came and touched her hand, and her fever went away. Mary and Martha mourned the death of their brother Lazarus. Then Jesus came to Bethany and raised Lazarus from the dead. When disciples were gathered behind the closed doors for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came, stood in the middle of them and said, "Peace be with you." Fear and concern disappeared in the light of his presence. And when the apostle Thomas demanded proof of Jesus' resurrection, Jesus came, stood in the midst of them again and said, "Peace be with you." And the apostle Thomas professed his faith by saying, "My Lord and my God." Jesus comes to us too. Often, very often, when we are put into different situations in our life, when we are so sad that we cannot function, or when the sickness overcomes us, or when we do not see any other solution to our problem, often we are met with these situations in our life. And when they come, we often walk away from God, or we forget about God, not because we don't believe, but rather we try to fix the problems ourselves. And then, after many tries, many failures, we try God. And then, solution comes into our life. He gives us these problems in our life so we can learn to put Him as a number one solution for any problem of our life. And then He puts Himself in the middle of our broken lives and in difficult situations. He comes in the moments of hopelessness, suffering, and trials. He does it so we can recenter ourselves, so we see what is truly the most important thing in our life. And then He comes to give us peace, joy, and healing. He brings a new life, new way of life to all who believe in Him. How does this coming of Christ take place? It comes when we surrender ourselves and our will to Him. When we surrender and we pray with a humble heart. When we seek comfort and counsel in His words and nobody else's. It comes when we sorrowfully confess our sins. A sign of His presence within our life is a deep peace in our soul. And it is a wonderful and great gift. One great author, not a saint, said, The devil does everything possible to drive peace out of our heart, because he knows that God dwells in peace, and that where there is peace, God does great things. So let us profess our faith with full seriousness. It is time in the time of distress, let us not be doubtful, but rather let us surrender ourselves to the will of our God. May His will be done in our lives. And then we will joyfully profess, as Apostle Thomas did, "My Lord and my God." Christ is risen.